Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Subscribe to my newsletter, please. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. I appreciate you doing that. And check out all the other things there. Don't forget to take our poll question. We have a different question that we ask you on the homepage every week. We'd like to know what you think, and we'll report back to you like I'm going to do right now. In our poll last week, we asked you, at that moment, would you be more likely to pull the switch for a Republican or a Democrat? And 88% of our respondents said Republican, 12% said Democrat. So that was an interesting foretelling. Of course, as it turns out, that's not how the electorate went. The electorate went less like that, but still enough to give the House, to give the Republicans over 60 seats, it looks like, in the House. They picked up, the Republicans picked up about five, going to pick up about five or so Senate seats. A net gain of nine so far, a net gain of nine governorships, 10 plus, 10 minus one. They lost California. And there's still a handful that maybe eight or nine that haven't been decided. So we don't know which way that's going to go yet. But what did happen, though, is that one of the major houses, one of the major branches of our government, the House of Representatives, changed hands. The Republicans in the next Congress will be in control of that agenda and of that House. And that's a big deal. And so here's what I think will happen as a result of that. About a year ago, I started talking about uncertainty. I started hearing this from you, small business owners, from the people I met and talked to and the emails I received. I started hearing about a lot of uncertainty. And I know how I felt in my own business. I was uncertain about the future, and it made me make decisions about my company going forward. And you did the same thing. Big companies did the same thing. So there's a lot of uncertainty about taxes, about health care, about the card check, the union bill, about cap and trade, about regulations, et cetera, et cetera. And so now we still don't have complete clarity of what's going to happen, but I think there will be less uncertainty. And here's what I think that will mean. I think that will mean that businesses, because there will be, because the House will have a greater chance to extend the tax cuts that we got back in 01 and 03. Because we have a greater chance to do that, I think more and more people will feel a little less uncertain about what our tax bill is going to be. But we still have to work that out over the next few months. That's a good thing. That's one of the good things for a small business on Main Street. That's one of the good things about what happened yesterday and will happen next year in the Congress. Healthcare bill, the Republicans did not get enough control to be able to repeal healthcare, but they may have enough control to defund it. Also, some things happened on a state level out there. Some states passed laws that said their citizens could reject any kind of a federal mandate to buy insurance. There are all kinds of attacks on this health care bill, and what happened yesterday gave those attackers a little more ammunition. So that means that if you don't like the health care bill, which I don't, and I have said this all along, I think it's a bad plan. And I want the market to help to manage our health care. I want you and I to manage our own health care and our own coverage. We can do that. There's a way to do that. That's less uncertain. There's a little less uncertainty, I should say, about health care. So I think that's going to be a good thing. Card check, the union bill, forget about it. This was the Obama administration's attempt to push a unionization bill on the marketplace that would have increased the union presence in smaller businesses. That's history. Forget about it. It'll never be mentioned again. That's clearly less uncertainty. Cap and trade, the so-called energy legislation that was going to basically make the United States less competitive, a lot less competitive on many levels, and was not going to accomplish anything but make a bunch of folks rich that don't need to be rich, and it was going to hurt you and me, small business owners on Main Street, cap and trade, might turn into a useful energy bill. It might actually become something that makes some sense. Look for that one thing. Look for cap and trade, by the way. Look for that to be one of the bright spots, one of the benefits. If there's one thing that came out of what happened yesterday that I think could be good, it might be getting our government to a dialogue, a productive and a dialogue on what to do about energy. And I think that's one of the things I'm going to be watching. That's a good thing. That's off the table in terms of being something that will hurt us. And so there's less uncertainty there. Regulations, I don't know. There's not going to be a lot of that changing, but some of it will. I think it will improve some for small businesses. So all in all, what happened yesterday, because of the impact on these specific issues that cause us uncertainty, I think small business owners will be less uncertain, will feel a little bit more positive, a little bit more optimistic about our future, and we'll start investing and spending money and taking risks. Big companies, I think, will be more likely to turn loose of the trillions of dollars of cash that they have. And so that's the reason why I think, and our polls showed this a couple of weeks ago, that after the election, if it goes the way it looked like it was going to go, would people be more likely to invest and hire in the future? You said in our poll, when you answered our poll, you said yes. I agree with that. So what happened yesterday, I think, is good for Main Street small businesses. I'm Jim Blasingame, 29 After. I'll be right back. Well, New York's fine,
but it ain't dope. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.